she's not in fashion. She just like kind of practices witchcraft. We land on a date for tomorrow.
Adam with his Rolex and his stick.
It was probably not a good decision.
At what point does double messaging become a turnoff?
Oh my God, stop. Ghosting is only as offensive as you let it be.
Guys, I feel like I've been out of the loop on the plan, though. You know, like the what we're doing.
That's the plan.
Okay.
That we're going to Boston. I knew we had a dinner, a show.
Okay, good. I knew we had a car, a show, a dinner, and the one piece that I was missing is where our house was.
Can you share what just happened with Colby texting the record?
I was like, what did I text?
Can you reenact what just happened? Because that was really funny.
Colby goes, Adam, I see you. Wait for me. I go, girl, that ain't me. I'm literally sitting on Katie's floor. And
we were like mid-conversation about my turkey soup or something. And Colby goes, Adam, wait for me. I'm like, Adam's right here.
The elevator in Katie's building is really slow if it's not called when you're here.
Yeah.
So I was hoping that I would run into you in the lobby, but if it just so happened to have been there, I wanted you to hold the elevator so that I wouldn't have to wait for it to come back down after you came up.
So you were on the outside looking in. Like, you thought I was at the elevator.
No, I thought you were walking in the door.
Oh, I see.
Because I saw a man in a black coat with a backpack.
Wait, you were probably so sad that I just, like, kept walking then.
Yes. Well, no, you were already going into the building regardless. So I just wanted you to wait in the lobby because I was still a little bit more than halfway down the street.
My alter ego.
Yeah.
Right. Because to be clear, I was sitting on Katie's floor.
It could have been anyone, honestly. A black coat and a backpack.
I was just hoping you'd yell and be like, Adam!
That would have been so funny.
What if that was like a meet cute? What if this guy
thinking the same thing.
Is single in my building and it could have been the start of something new?
I guess we'll never know.
We'll never know. Did you think he was cute?
I couldn't see. I was halfway she thought down was the
you.
Street.
Me fishing for compliments. Yeah. I'm like, so what'd you think about him? Was he cute?
I saw literally the back of a head was holding a backpack and I could tell that it was a man.
Was it a cute backpack?
Yeah.
Okay, so he had good taste.
I literally couldn't tell you, but I'm just going to keep saying yes.
You liked his accessories.
He was really sexy.
Oh.
And tall.
Tell me more. I love that. Well, that's funny. And now we're all sitting on Katie's floor. Well, I am. Colby and Katie are where they should be.
We are on the floor, but we're just on a couch that's on the floor.
Katie is cozy the hell up. I wish people could see her right now. She's like marinating in pillows. She's got a massive woven blanket draped over her.
Yeah,
it's
I have
your
to.
Microphone support.
Yeah, because one of our mic stands crapped out on us and I keep forgetting to order a new one. So I'm holding the mic. But the thing about it is if you move your hand even a little bit, the audience will hear like me messing around with the mic. Like it's like a weird sound. And you know how I am about sounds.
We know sound places in the building at all times.
I have propped up my arms like Princess and the Pea. Did you ever read that book?
It sounds familiar. Princess and the Pea.
It's like the girl is sleeping on like 45 mattresses, but she can feel the pea, a very small pea, underneath the last one, like on the bottom. And I don't really know the moral of that story.
I don't think I actually know the story.
Yeah, I never read it.
I think she did something and she like has, she can't sleep at night because she like regrets something she did.
And it's the pea?
Well, I think like she's blaming it on that and she just keeps making the mattresses higher and higher and higher, but she can still feel the weight of the pea underneath the first mattress, aka something she's avoiding. I don't know. Maybe I'm just reading too far into it.
That's tea. That's
tea. Like your overthinking brain, a thought that you can't escape.
Yeah, it sounds like you and WebMD.
Yes.
Sounds like you.
It's a metaphor for me and my obsession with Googling my symptoms
and then not going to the doctor.
Correct.
Like you were like, I think I have this. Sent me a screenshot of some like medical issue, and I'm like, okay, go to the doctor.
I did.
You did go to the doctor? No, you didn't.
My family friend who was at the wedding this weekend is a doctor. And he told me that it was just a nerve thing.
Okay.
It wasn't my finding.
Well, that's nice because it's free.
But luckily, when I was with him, it started to be like as bad as it gets. Like my hands were trembling and I was freaking out. And I was like, look. Everybody look right now. This is what I'm talking about that keeps happening from whatever I have. But I think it's just a pinched nerve.
It's in your shoulder? Like, yeah. That's where it started.
Wait, this has been going on for months. It's like the same thing that's been happening.
That's why I thought that it was something more serious.
I think you need to go to PT.
Yeah, I need to actually get prescribed that.
I'd like to go to PT as well.
You can come.
Because I feel like I have an issue with locking my knees.
Oh.
And I've just become very aware of it recently that I do it all the time. And I didn't realize that I did it. Actually, someone called me out on Instagram. They noticed that I do it. Like in a video that I posted.
Like you buckle them?
Yeah, I buckle. Like I like, you know, like they are not like comfortably, I don't know, like natural. Like I clench them in, like my kneecaps in when I'm standing normally. And I think that that's why like I get shin splints so badly.
Yeah, probably.
And I feel like no matter what kind of shoes I wear, if I'm walking or standing for a long time, like miserable. So I think I need to go to PT as well.
I get shin splints as well, but I think I manifested myself getting shin splints because during my high school cross country days, to not have to run in the cross country meets, I would always say that I had shin splints, but I didn't actually. And now I actually do get them.
Wait, that just means you need better shoes. I used to get the worst shin splints ever. And then I started wearing like really good shoes, like the Asics. Gel Nimbus, I think, are the ones.
How did you figure out that those were good?
How did I figure it out? I think mine was guess and test, but there are like tests, actual tests that you can take at like the Nike store. Like I think in Nike Soho, they do it for free. If you go to the top floor, they'll do an evaluation of your stride and stuff like that for free. And I think Asics might do the same. But I just realized that there were certain brands that are really, really bad for running. And like Nike just never worked with me. Like I could never wear Nike running shoes personally. But then I started wearing Asics that have a lot of cushion on the bottom. So the like base thing, I forget what it is. Like I'm running on like 6 inches of platform.
Yeah, my like, Hokas are clouds.
Yeah, like I'm over six feet tall.
So you're wearing lifts? You trying to tell me?
No, I may as well be in heels.
It's how these boys are getting taller.
No, if you see my shoe, like it looks like I'm wearing a wedge.
I'm just picturing like you going home with a guy and him like taking off his shoes and like shrinking 4 inches.
Oh my God, that did happen to me. I think I talked about the date on this podcast where Which I went one? On the date with that guy and I looked down and I realized he was wearing platforms.
No.
The date I went on in the West Village with, I don't remember what we called
him. The guy that you guys got charcuterie at that place.
No, that was a different guy. He was also Short King. I've dated a lot of Short King in my days.
What kind of platform shoes? Were they like loafers?
They were like no joke platforms. Like I don't even know what they were, but they were this pair of like white, they looked like sneakers, but the bottom had to have been, I'm not even kidding, like at least 2 inches.
Wow.
Huge platforms. They're like 2 inches is like a lot for a boy. Like if you're 5'9 and you're wearing 2 inch platforms, like you're 5'11. Like that's no joke.
Yeah.
Math. But
I
did do that. I looked down and I was like, you are at least 3 inches shorter than
interesting. I don't think you told us that.
I thought I did talk about that. It was like one of the worst dates I've ever been on, honestly. Mm-hmm. And this guy keeps popping up on all of my Hinge and Raya and the whole
I just hate how they are constantly serving the same men.
The same men over and over again. And I'm like, I already said no. Yeah,
I'm like, not again. Do not cross my desk again.
This brings me, I may as well tell the story right now because this is kind of my dating story of the day, but this kind of feeds into what you're just saying right now. So I told the girls yesterday, but I have a date tomorrow.
Wait, let's do the intro first.
Oh, true.
Take it away.
And then I'll go into
it. Because I want to be fully invested in this, and I think you should just take it away.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
You tell us.
I will tell you. Okay, so Colby obviously just mentioned something about how Hinge keeps feeding the same man over and over and over again. Cool. I liked this guy on Hinge while I was away last week that like looked really familiar. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I've matched with this guy on Hinge before, but I'm not really sure. Or maybe Raya, some kind of app. I like him on Hinge, thought he was really cute. And then he likes me back. We start chatting. And then I kind of realized like, oh, I have actually chatted with this guy for sure. I had sent him to Katie and Colby. And I was like, oh, this is the guy who asked me on a date on Tuesday. And I think he's really cute. Like clearly a very smart dude. He's like 6'2". Like he's got like all the stats that I like. And he's very sweet also. Like I will not respond and he'll double message me like 11 hours later. Like putting in like a lot of work.
I love a double message.
We land on a date for tomorrow. So we're going to Hillstone. So there will be a new Hillstone entering the chat.
You go to Hillstone more than anybody I've ever encountered in my lifetime.
I'm going to Hilson twice this week. I'm going to on Thursday.
How are you getting these reservations?
There's a secret to Hillstone. I'll just say like what my normal secret is. I mean, one, I have the benefit of my office next door. So I usually go downstairs, put my name down for two people, and I say like, hey, when can I eat? And they'll
like
be
tomorrow,
like,
or like the same day?
Same day.
Day of. Okay, okay.
And they'll be like, okay, your name's down, we'll call you when the table's ready. And if I put my name down at 5, it's usually ready at 6. Or 6:15.
Fuck. Okay, because I have a gift card that I've been trying to use, but I cannot get a reservation. And you're going twice this week.
Yeah. So that's strategy one. Strategy two is that if you go on the Hillstone website and try to book a reservation, usually you can get them day of.
Okay.
The times usually won't be good.
Yeah, the times are so whack.
Well, that's the issue. Like, I'd like to go at like 7, 6:30.
Yeah, that's a tough one. 6:30 is doable if you put your name down at like 5:15.
Okay, I've been doing early dinners recently. So did you suggest Hillstone for your date or did he suggest it?
So I suggested somewhere in the West Village, but then in my head I was like, oh wait, I can totally just walk out of my office and go put our name down at Hillstone. So I suggested, I was like, okay, you're coming from XYZ place. Like, I can either book us somewhere in the West Village or I can just walk downstairs and put our name down at Hillstone.
You're taking initiative. I love it.
I'm not wasting any time anymore. I was like, well, also this guy was putting in, I felt like, a lot of effort to like,
yeah,
ask me out, suggest that we do something, and like, it's messaging me nonstop. So I was like, I'm just gonna be the one to suggest it.
Did he
take initiative on the place?
Yeah. So he like took initiative, being like, let's go on a date.
Yeah.
Do you feel like
I did. I think.
Yeah.
Actually.
Like, how did we have to hear every detail here? So like, who messaged first? Who liked who first?
He messaged first.
Okay, but did you like him first?
Or? I liked him first.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so wow, we were messaging a lot. The thing is, I liked him last Tuesday, and then but I flew to London last Wednesday, so it was like there was obviously no way that we were meeting last week,
right? Okay,
so we kind of just started chatting, and we're chatting throughout the week last week, but my time zone was all left up. Like, I was on a 5-hour time difference, so we were kind of just like cat and mouse, like back and forth, a little bit of like getting to know whatever. Like, you can see like this dude's like sending me,
oh, he's giving you a lot.
Yeah, those are,
oh wow,
hefty messages.
Yeah, he was sending me some novels.
Nice.
So I was like, whoa, he's like really interested. And I thought he was really cute, so I was very interested or into it. Normally if it was some guy where I was on the fence with, I'd be like, ew, stop sending message like novels, that's giving me the heck.
Yeah.
What did I say? Okay, so he was throwing this like, I don't want to say too many details that are gonna give him away. He was throwing this really impressive event on Friday night where I was like, oh wow, like it seems like you're a cool dude.
For
like,
work or for pleasure?
Friends.
He's just a party planner?
Literally throwing like a 70 person event with his friends.
What was
over like, the weekend?
I'm sorry, what was the occasion?
It was a delayed Friendsgiving.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay.
That's very delayed.
And they had
2 months late.
I feel like there are enough people at that party that somebody who knows him is going to listen to this podcast, but whatever. I feel like we're too deep at this point. Everybody's going to know it's him. So anyways, he has like an ice luge for Negronis and martinis there. He and his couple friends are cooking for 70 people. Like, they rented out a space. Like, it was this whole thing. And I was like, damn, you're like cool and you have a lot of friends. And
martini ice luge.
That's a very good sign.
Yeah. And I was like, you're somebody that I think I am interested in.
Yeah, no, I love it. I want to throw more parties.
Yeah, for no reason. No,
we have to throw more parties. Can we just like...
I agree. When he was saying that, I was like, whoa, like that sounds so fun.
You can have a party for no reason at all.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. Okay, so green flag, love that.
Green flag.
We'll gladly take him.
He would message me and then I wouldn't reply and then he'd respond like again and ask me a question about
myself. How long of a time gap is in between that? Because at what point does double messaging become a turn off?
Okay, so an example, this is 6:02 p.m. one night, and then he double messaged me in the next morning at 10:41 a.m.
Okay, I think that's a good enough time.
It's a lot
difference.
Yeah, it's like over 12 hours.
I mean, I'm so pro double messaging. Like, if it's the right person, like, no one's like, it's not gonna matter if you're double messaging or not.
I was into it. I was kind of like, you know, I feel like we ended this conversation on a note where I was like, okay, like, I don't really have anything else to say,
so start fresh. Yeah. He probably realized he didn't give you anything to like,
when there's nothing to continue, reply to, it's not worth wasting your response. And then he was man enough to pick it back up.
Exactly.
Oh wait, okay, this is what happened. So he said, he like double messaged me and said, still planning on coming back on Saturday, which is when I had planned to come back from London. And then I said, I told him when I was coming back on Saturday. And then I said, perhaps if I make it through London and you make it through your dinner party, we both make it to a date.
Oh, good one.
I wasted no time. And then he basically said, let's do it. And then asked me when I was free. And then the planning part came.
Okay. So it was like a mutual.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was cute. And then this is kind of where the part that's kind of funny where Colby, what Colby just said comes in, and why I was like, I should just tell the story right now. Because then we were kind of going back and forth today, and I was like, oh yeah, like I'll put our name down at 5. Like we should be able to eat by like 6 or something. And so he was kind of asking like, oh, is it okay if I just meet you there at 6? Like even if we get seated at like 6:15, 6:30, like I don't want you to just wait there. So I'll meet you. And I messaged him and I was like, why don't you just text me and I'll let you know when I put my name down and give you the update on what time they say. He texts me, and we had texted 2 years ago.
Oh my God, stop.
And he goes, wow, we texted 2 years. His intro message to me. Wow, we texted 2 years ago. Glad we're finally making this happen.
What were the texts?
It was like him saying his name, excited to hang. And then I think he was living abroad or something. And so he was telling me when he was coming back from living abroad. And I was like, okay, cool. Like when you're back from abroad, just text me. Like I'm pretty open. So happy to work around your calendar. And then he never texted me back.
Yeah. Whoa.
Hey, are you so glad that it was him and not you?
No, because he ghosted me. Well, yeah. So it would have been bad if I ghosted him.
No, exactly.
Yes.
Like, I would have been like, fuck, if I was the ghoster. Like now he's got to like, he's probably like, you know, now he's going to work extra hard because he was the ghoster.
Or he's like, wait, why wasn't I interested in him? I wonder why.
No, I think there's a clear reason. You guys didn't even meet.
The stars weren't aligning.
If you guys had met up, well, first of all, it'd be crazy if you didn't remember him after you guys, like, if you met up with him, like you went on a date.
No, there's no way.
But yeah, so that's why I think it's totally fine because you guys didn't meet in person. Clearly, he either got tangled up in something else.
Yeah.
Or he had just... Yeah, like I think he genuinely probably just got. You'll have to ask him.
Ghosting is only as offensive as you let it be.
I guess it like
Colby Cassidy quote.
It's true.
I guess it wasn't that brutal of a ghosting. It was more so just like if he wanted to, you know, plan something with me, he would have, and he didn't. So it like.
But he's a different person 2 years ago.
True.
I mean, this is just the things we tell ourselves.
I literally go, "Whoa, welcome back to Adam's messages. Hillstone's been waiting for us for 2 years."
That's sweet. Well, I mean, hey, now, you know, you got to listen when people tell you who they are. You got to listen. Now we know. But also, each of us have ghosted someone before.
That's true.
All plenty of us have. Of times. So.
Wouldn't be my first. Yeah.
You know.
Won't be my last.
It's not like a crime. It's not great, but it's not like.
Well, is it like that's like kind of a ghosting instance where I'm like, okay, we never even met in the first place. Like we were just going back and forth on a dating app. So like.
Yeah,
like that doesn't count.
Yeah, it literally doesn't count. Like I'm ghosting like 100 people on Hinge right now that I was like messaging back and forth with. And then all of a sudden I was like, eh, like this guy I used to talk to also on Hinge. He goes, hey again, how are you? Not responding. Sorry, boy. Like there's a reason we stopped talking.
This before. Account is inactive.
But he's also probably like, why did you like me on Hinge again if like you don't want to talk again? Sometimes I just get drunk and I'm like hot not and
it's
then,
not even like being drunk, it's sometimes I'm like, okay, guess I have to try and put myself out there, and then you go through and you're like, he's fine. Yeah. He's fine, whatever. And then the time comes to actually think about going out with them, and then you're like, ew.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Yeah,
never.
Or you're just like in a moment of thinking, maybe I'm being too picky. Maybe I'm being like, I should just, you know, go for it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait, never mind. Yeah, it happens to all of us, I feel
but
like.
But I do feel like I do my most swiping when it's like late at night and I've come back from a couple of drinks.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, yeah.
You know?
Let's see what's out there.
In a zone.
Wait, but this is like a fun little story. It's something you guys can talk about and banter, joke about.
For sure.
On the date.
There will be good banter, I have no doubt.
And now he's probably going to try extra hard to be like a good person because he's the ghoster.
Well, I told him to bring an entire PowerPoint presentation of his dinner party that he threw. I was like, I need to see every detail because that's just like insane.
We'll ask him about his time abroad too, since clearly.
I can't remember if that's exactly what it was. Like I saw the last message and it was like, oh, I'm coming back to New York after this date. And in my head, I'm kind of having a memory of him, like, maybe living abroad or something.
Oh, okay.
Well, but just be positive. Like, where were you coming back from 2 years ago?
Yeah. I guess I have two options. I can pretend it didn't happen, or I can be like, I feel like
you don't address it, like, the first moment you guys meet.
That's such an Adam thing to do. I'd be like, so, why'd you ghost me? Drinks
when you're laughing already, and then you can be like, wait.
I think you'll find, like, a fun moment to joke about it.
Yeah.
Within the date, I feel like you'll find a little moment to fish that out and be like, and make it a joke.
Yeah. I need to keep things under control. I do my worst work at Hillstone.
Yeah, why do you keep going back there?
I just love it so much. It's so good. And like such a good date spot too. Like it's so like moody and a vibe, and like you can have a couple martinis and it's just like a yeah. sexy place, you know?
No, it is a good vibe for sure.
Yeah, it's yeah. very dark.
I think the last date I went on there was with Hillstone.
Hillstone Original. Well, this guy can't be called Hillstone number two. Like we can't lump him into that category. Yeah. So you're gonna have yeah. to think long and hard during the date, like what we can call him.
I know, I'm excited to extract some information.
When his identity reveals itself.
Yeah. I'm just convinced that somebody who listens to the podcast attended that dinner party. Like the world is too small. The world is too small.
Well, good. If you did, listener,
yeah.
put in a good word for our friend Adam over here.
Seriously.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great.
Powers in your hands.
That's true. You
know, well, actually, it will be beyond. So
true. When this comes out, you'll have already gone on the date.
True.
And maybe another one. Who knows?
You never
There's
know.
So much time.
Do you know what you're going to wear?
No, I was thinking about that when I was
Winter
walking
dates
here.
Are so hard to dress for.
And the other hard part is I'm going to Barry's tomorrow morning, and then I'm going straight from Barry's to the office, and then straight from the office to Hillstone. So I need to like bring, I need to bring a couple outfit changes to the office, like because I need to make sure I have my whole process that
yeah,
I would
have
at home
have
at the
options.
Office. Yeah, so yeah. I'm going to maybe bring like a whole wardrobe. I don't know.
Yeah. I think you'll
maybe
do great.
A suitcase.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just when in doubt, all black.
Of course.
Oh, you know me. That's what I'm probably
when in doubt.
Do.
I feel like my go-to date uniform when dating in the winter, I actually stumbled across when TikTok was apparently going to be banned. I went and saved all my favorite videos on TikTok so I could have them.
Like you saved them to your device?
I saved them to my device so I would like keep them. Like,
I said that in such a weird way, but like that's
to my device. Yes.
Saved to device?
I saved just like my favorite ones because I didn't really like have emotional attachment to every TikTok I've ever made, but like there are certain ones that I was like, oh, that's like cute, or like my first viral video. I went all the way back and I had a video on there of me talking about my go-to date outfit, and it was black leather pants and a black long sleeve shirt. And I'm not gonna lie, I looked at the video, I had my bob, I was like, damn, I look hot. I also was like, I think I like gained some weight since then. It was one of those videos I was like, oh, oh no. My god. But hey, I was like, good for her, she looks yeah. great. And that was when I was in the trenches. And that's what I wore.
So at least you look good.
Yeah, so
no one knew you were in the
black
trenches.
Black leather pants, like the ones from, they're called Good Legs from Good American.
Oh.
So freaking good. They look so good on the butt. And then I wore like a Clean Lines long sleeve top from Free People. Black. God, I looked good.
That's something that I always struggle with, is trying to decide what cut of jeans I want to wear on a date.
Yeah.
Because, like, I want to be a cool baggy jeans, tight top person, but that's not, like, I don't look like the people that I look at reference photos of, so I don't think I would want it to be, like, my first impression, but then I'm like, do you do a flare or
I'm
a straight
flare.
Leg?
I'm team flare. Yeah. I feel like baggy jeans says I don't care, which yeah. I don't know if you want to be saying I don't care when you're going on the first date.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you do, but I just feel like we're getting too old for this, you know? It's like, we mean
it's
business.
True.
Yeah. We're going to always implement like a baggie after.
Yeah. Also, it's a different, I think, cause it's winter. Like it's, you know, different. I wish if I could go back, I would do some different things with my first date outfit with Jack, but I would definitely not wear a crop top. I don't know what I was thinking.
I thought you looked great.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I didn't need to like have my tummy
and
out.
It was hot. Wasn't it hot?
Yes.
It was summer.
It was summer.
You're keeping it cool.
It was
and
like
that bar
the first
is
week of June.
Notorious for having awful air conditioning.
Okay.
In
true.
My mind.
You're making
anyway.
Me feel better about it. But I like do look back and I'm like, hmm.
I like that shirt. I've borrowed it before.
Yeah, I know. It's a hot top.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't
we
know.
Love a hot top.
I guess I just like really didn't care, but anyway. Yeah, the jeans are hard though. I think flare jeans.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe I'll wear like my black trousers. Like,
yes.
The like the Axel Arigato ones that I always wear with like the little zipper on the side.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
And then my new shoes.
Yeah.
I FaceTime Colby while I was in London because we both are obsessed with this brand, Onitsuka Tiger. That's how you pronounce it, right? I think.
Onitsuka, yay.
Onitsuka. This Japanese shoe brand. Because you can't buy them in the States. It's the most effed up thing ever. Have you heard of them?
You think I've heard of them?
You can buy them, but they're harder to come by.
I mean, maybe I've seen
they
them.
They don't have stores.
Yeah. But they're like the coolest shoe ever. So I FaceTimed Colby and Colby was like, I want those and those and those. And I was like, okay, Colby, I love you. But like, do you need any of these? Like they look exactly.
Well, I have a pair of them already.
Oh, you're already on the.
Yeah, I got them in London in March. So I was ahead of the trend.
So did you influence Adam? Is Adam influenced by you?
I probably was influenced by Colby. I feel like I like a lot of Colby's sneaker styles.
He bought my Converse. It's giving. I have my wedding in Italy.
I have my wedding in Italy. So did you? You got a pair.
Yeah.
What color did you get?
I actually wore them here. They're white with black. The black logo on the sides, and then on the back is the gold. It's like a gold cross lace.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it. They're like
stitched. They're very cute.
I'll have to take a peek.
Adam tried on a pair of rose gold ones, and he was like, "Wait, I really like these," and I was like, "No." You don't.
Colby really roasted me to shit.
I was like, if I'm being completely honest, you don't like those. And you won't wear them.
You're so right.
Rose gold really had a moment.
Yeah. Like, Michael Kors rose gold watch.
I mean, my ring that I designed is rose gold. And I regret, whenever I look at it, I'm like, come on, Katie. Couldn't have just picked gold or platinum or, but rose gold.
I like rose gold, but I
think it'll come back around too. I think not that it's like out, like I wear this ring every day, but I feel like it's not as, it really had a moment like 8 years ago.
It's just very specific. Like it's pink.
Yeah.
You know?
It is pink. Like it's.
Like you gotta like be, whereas I feel like yellow gold is a little bit more timeless.
Yeah.
Easier to match with things for some reason. But yeah, so I got the yellow gold ones. I did want the rose gold ones, and Colby was like, you literally have never worn a single thing of rose gold on your entire body. And I was yellow that's gold, fair.
It goes with all your jewelry.
Yep.
And well, even like the gold and silver goes together so well, I feel like.
I feel like mixing metals is easier to with, I mean, not that your shoes matter with metals, but just in general, I feel like rose gold doesn't mix as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you. So anyways, maybe that'll be my outfit. We'll see.
That sounds great. What top would you wear? Like a t-shirt or like a sweater?
Maybe a sweater. It's cold. Sweater and like a coat. Like one of my...
Are you going to have like a big blowout make out session at Hill House again?
Hill House.
Can't wait to have a make out session at Hill House.
In a nap dress.
You guys, Hill House on the brain.
Wait, I almost forgot that that's like...
Hillstone, your lore goes deep.
It
like
does
your
Hillstone
lore is not just like meeting Hillstone, like the man, like that's the name we've given him as Hillstone. You also had like a crazy blowout makeout session at the bar.
I definitely did.
Was that with Hillstone?
Yeah.
Okay, thank God. All
Hillstone
right.
And I were literally like front and center too. Like it was only also the creatures that were left. It was like other people on dates that were similarly like hammered. Because when you go to Hillstone and you get a martini, like these martinis are no joke. Like you have two and you're on the floor. You know? And so I think I had like three or four. And Hillstone and I are just aggressively making out. Like front and center in the bar. Like if you ever go to Hillstone, I want you to walk in, turn to your left, look at the bar, and then look straight down and picture me in the center at the end aggressively making out with a man like an hour.
Do you think the staff like knows you?
Easy.
Do you think they're going to be like, oh, not him again?
They were definitely like, just let him simmer. Let him simmer.
They're probably
let him do his thing.
They're probably so into it. They're like, yeah, entertainment. Nice.
I'm sure that's not the weirdest thing that's happened there.
Absolutely.
I mean, they probably love that because I racked up Mr. Hellstone's bill real quick. That was the era I loved going on dates with him because he literally did not let me pick up a check. Like he was very much like, it's on me.
What do you foresee? Yeah.
Guys, we have to put you onto this because it's such a good date idea and so on brand for Match Made.
So instead of the usual let's grab a drink text, what if someone said, want to take a cooking class together?
Enter selfup.com. They host these super fun hands-on cooking classes in New York City and Boston where you actually learn to make pasta, dumplings, tacos, all of it. And you get a full dinner or brunch. Like, yes, please.
It's cute, it's flirty, and let's be honest, cooking together is kind of hot.
Plus, it's a great move whether you're on a third date or just want to get your friends together for a night out, that's not just more bars.
Use code MATCHMADE20 at selfup.com for 20% off your first class. That's selfup.com, code MATCHMADE20. We'll see you there.
Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Happening tomorrow, do you foresee it being a...
I think we'll split it.
Split ski?
Yeah, I feel like it's a split
ski. You did make the res.
It's always, you know, a toss-up with the gays, you know?
True.
I feel like on the first date, I was actually talking to one of my gay friends about this recently because he went on a date and typically he's like the more like masculine, like dominant mm-hmm. person. And I was like, oh, did you end up splitting it? Because he went on a date with somebody that is like a little bit more of a beta. Is that like an offensive thing to say?
Would you be offended?
No, I'm like, I think I'm more of a beta in like certain aspects.
Yeah, then I think that that's fine. So I wouldn't be
offended. But anyways, he went on a date with this like person who was a little bit more of a beta. And I was like, oh, did you end up paying? And he said, no, like I was close to paying. Like I wanted to at the end because I was having a good time, but we ended up just splitting it. So okay. I think on a first date,
it's no indication of if you had a good time or not, clearly then.
Yeah. I think you just go into it expecting you're going to split it when it's a gay date, unless like you're on some of my dates where I'm dating these guys who are like 100 years old.
And there's kind of like a clear understanding of what's going on.
I'm literally so annoyed because it's become such a joke with my like gay friends at work that they're like Adam and his sugar daddies, and we talked about this on the last episode.
I mean, the title is
literally titled not my sugar daddies. And I'm like, you guys are annoying the hell out of me because one, they're not sugar daddies. The guy who sugar daddied me was like literally 34 years old.
Again, we don't know for sure.
That's true.
We may never know.
I'd like to see a birth certificate before.
We'll likely never know.
You know what, I'm just saying, if he's calling restaurants to pay for my dinners, yeah, I don't need to see
keep
anything.
Keep it coming.
I'm like, suddenly I'm blind.
Well, tomorrow's good for your reputation because he's not a sugar daddy, your date no. tomorrow night. So that's good for your rep at the office.
Yeah, how old is he? He looks about our age.
He's 32.
Okay.
Nice.
So, which
that's
is like
a good age.
I love that age for yeah. me.
32 is a lovely age. Like, I think I'm going to be excited to one day say I am 32. It just sounds good.
It rolls off the tongue.
I feel like you like have done a lot of like hard things by 32. You know?
I kind of feel like the age range that we're in right now is like an ugly age.
It's
though.
Really rough.
Like 28's ugly, 29's ugly, 27 I think was ugly. 26 was okay.
27 was gorgeous because it was my golden number. But
true.
Now 29, I mean, it's fine.
Dirty 30.
I'm excited for Dirty 30. I'm excited for Dirty Martini. I'm excited for 4 days from now, or however many days.
Oh my
I
god,
left.
Yes. You're on the cusp.
I will say I've expressed this on the podcast. I have not been sleeping well this month.
Yeah.
And I got a comment on my YouTube video saying, Katie, that's alcohol withdrawal.
No way.
And I was like, there's no way.
Katie, that is not. I think you would only get alcohol withdrawal if like every single day you were having two drinks.
I'm not like, I don't even think I drink very much. So I feel
you
like
don't.
That's
you're,
not
like,
a thing.
I feel like we're all social drinkers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
People are so judgy. Like, I'm sorry. You're not drinking 7 days a week and having like two martinis a night.
Similar to Colby, I tend to spiral with these things. So I was Googling up a storm like, oh my God, am I like going through withdrawal? And I'm like, no, I'm not going through withdrawal.
Alcohol does not help you sleep.
People are saying it does, I guess, like in some ways.
Wait, Katie, also, if that were the case, you would have trouble sleeping every day you weren't drinking. Like even when you were.
No. Drinking. I think I genuinely feel like I'm having like a weird Lyme disease flare up.
Oh, yeah.
Recently, because I've been feeling like achy, like all the things I've been like, again, back to Google, I've been Googling like lingering Lyme symptoms. Like I was diagnosed like 5 years ago, but like you still have things like throughout your life, especially when it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the sleep is like tied to that.
You should try magnet therapy.
Okay.
I have two friends from home who had Lyme disease really, really badly. And the only thing that helped them was this magnet therapy.
Mm.
And it basically just like pulls it out of you somehow.
Like an exorcism.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
It's some holistic, homeopathic, Western practice. One of my friends was like, this sounds like so like juju, like crazy, but it really works. And they are like, it's the only thing that made both of them feel better.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure there are plenty of people that do it in the city.
Interesting. I wonder if
but otherwise, when we go to Boston, my mom's friend does it, so we can go to her house.
I'd love that.
I've been hearing about all kinds of characters like that in the city. Today, I was talking to one of my friends who just started at my company, and he just moved from Connecticut back to New York. He was living in New York previously, but took like a couple month hiatus while he was in between jobs. And he was telling me the girl he moved in with, it's one of his best friends, like is really into witchcraft and like straight up practices witchcraft. And her and her friends are like burying shit in the West Village and like making voodoo dolls of men. Like, I don't know.
What are they like, burying?
They're burying jars in random places in the West Village.
And jars like, of what?
I don't know. Like spells.
I know you can hire a witch on Etsy.
Yeah, you're
hiring. You can hire a witch to like do a spell for you on Etsy.
Huh. Okay.
I've heard. So
I feel like that's up your alley, Colby.
Yeah. Colby's maybe I'll try it out.
Start burying some shit on the West Side Highway.
I need to look into witchcraft.
I'll text him. I'll text him and be like, hey, my friends are kind of interested in like what kind of witchcraft.
Wait, this would be really good for the pod. Can we bring the microphones?
Yeah, 100%. And he would actually be so funny on the podcast. Like, I need to bring him on. But he was showing me pictures of the apartment, and in the corner of one of the apartments was a full mannequin.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, is your roommate in fashion? Like, why do you guys have a full mannequin? And he was like, oh, no. Like, she's not in fashion. She just like kind of practices witchcraft on the mannequin.
Okay. I'm not partaking in that.
I don't know about that.
If I had a mannequin, I would wake up in the middle of the night and like get so scared.
It doesn't have a head. It's like one of the heads.
It was like a murderer.
Great. Even better.
Yeah, perfect.
Even better.
Guys, I'm just saying, like, if you want a witch on the podcast, I know a girl.
I mean,
we could have the witch. Yeah. I just don't need to learn how to practice witchcraft on a mannequin.
Well, she would be teaching
us. More so in practice.
Okay, maybe we can just learn about the jars. Like, I'm curious as to what she's burying and where.
I'm not knocking her practice. I just am saying that the mannequin is not up my alley.
What's your qualm with a mannequin?
I just don't need that in my life.
Okay.
I don't see the point of it.
That's because we haven't heard about the witchcraft yet.
Yeah, that's true.
This is very eye-opening.
We need to keep an open mind,
girls. I'll have to get involved with witchcraft.
Colby, all I'm saying is that you and I are still single, and like a time's going to come when we're going to need to turn to something to
it's help us. It's true.
Okay, and it might be witchcraft.
Yeah. I haven't been to a psychic in a while. I should go. I think I'm more into psychics than I am witches.
What's the really good psychic in the West Village? Isn't the one that everybody goes to in the West Village?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I want to find one. Because
there's a bunch over here.
Yeah.
I've never been to one.
There's a bunch. We should go together. That should be our field trip.
Okay, yeah, I'm down. And then we can talk about what...
And then we can talk about, what they say on the podcast. I actually really like this for us.
That sounds like fun. That would be a good episode.
Yeah.
How did we get on this topic?
I don't even know.
Oh, Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the fact that people are saying that I'm in withdrawal.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this like... I'm genuinely saying it because I'm like, I was shocked by this comment. Like, I know this is like a real issue that people have when they have like, they are like addicted to alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But also like people all see a highlight reel of your life. And like, obviously when you go out, like you're posting a picture of like your pretty martini or like your espresso martini or whatever. And so like, maybe it looks or appears like you're drinking a lot. Like all of us, like I post a drink every single time. Like, wow.
Yeah. But, like, and like once in a blue moon, we have a night where I'm like, oh, I got overserved. But like, you never know you're going into that type of environment, like type of thing until it happens to you. And you're like, okay, time to reel it back in.
Yeah.
So honestly, Dry Jan, this taught me a lot. I feel like this is the last episode before I'm back in with the normies. But
where are you going to celebrate? Where's the first martini? Well,
in Cabo, I'm going to have a martini. But I was already saying, I'm like, I don't even think I'm going to drink that much in Cabo. Like, I don't see it for myself. I'm like, honestly, like, now that I've gone a whole month without, like, I don't crave it really anymore. Like, I'm going to socially enjoy drinks because I like enjoying drinks socially. It was good for me to like take a little back seat.
A little break?
I don't know. A little break.
But what day do you get to Cabo? Are you going to have one sober day?
Friday.
Yeah.
Technically, yeah. 31st, I guess. I might just be like, well, fuck it, whatever. I've made it long enough.
But I'm on vacation.
I don't know. I just feel like Dry Jan, like, didn't... It's good to, like, commit to something and do it, and I'm proud of myself, but I also feel like I didn't really glean that much after just 31 days. I feel like I would have to do another month to, like, see the true, like, whatever, breakthrough of what happens to me. I don't know. Because I'm not sleeping better, and... But I do feel like my, like, skin is clearer. Yeah. So anyway, Dry January.
I love that.
It's been real.
Yeah, this is the last episode of January. Thank God this month is ending.
Thank God. Yeah, I'm ending the month without any breakouts. So I think that alcohol definitely has caused me to break out.
Huh.
So that's good to know.
That was positive.
Yeah. But anyway, okay, so Adam's going on his date tomorrow. Yes. Very excited to hear about that. Colby just got back from a wedding.
I did.
On Rhode Island.
No, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. I'm sorry. I just sent you a reel about Rhode Island.
Yes.
So it was on the brain because Colby and I want to go to Rhode Island this summer.
I love Rhode Island.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. And I said to Katie, though she has zero ties to New Hampshire, the venue was just so her. It honestly felt like a New York City venue, but it just was in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It was at Jimmy's Jazz Club in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and it was so fun.
Were there hot boys there?
I like really didn't know anyone at this wedding. It was for one of my family friends, and my sister went to college with her. Mm-hmm. So I knew about like six people our age that were there, and then pretty much everyone else were college friends that I didn't really know. And then a lot of like my parents' friends were there. The Amtrak continues to be one of my mortal enemies. I changed my train because I was originally getting back at 11 p.m. today, Monday. And I have like the most insane 2 weeks for work coming up on the horizon, and I knew that I would be setting myself up for extreme failure if I got back late Monday, had to get up, go to the office Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, not have any time to unpack, go to grocery store, do laundry, whatever. And like, I have to work this weekend too, so I just was like, whatever, I'm changing my train. And so I had already changed it once, and it was $80 to change it. And then on the Amtrak app, it said there was one seat available at the price that the train that I had changed to was. And then I started chatting with the Amtrak customer service people to change it again. And somehow magically, between when I started the chat and she looked at the price, it went up another $70.
Damn.
Oh my God.
And I was like, well, I'm still looking at my phone. It still says that it's this much. And she was like, sorry, I'm only allowed to change it for the price that I can see or something.
What the hell?
And so I just ended up paying it. I was like, whatever. Because otherwise, the cheaper option was still $40 more. And I was like, for $30, I'd rather just get back earlier. Yeah, so I got back at 9 mind. Last night.
Amtrak is like really running a monopoly. Like, they call the shots.
Yeah, because there's like nothing else. Everyone.
Yep. Like, it's like, how else do people get between places other than an airline? Like, there has to be a different... We need to make some more train companies, okay? Yeah. Amtrak is running a monopoly, and I'm tired of it.
Yeah, how can they do that? I guess there's... What, it's Amtrak, there's like... New Jersey Transit, like other things like that. That's not Amtrak.
But there's no like interstate. I mean, I guess New Jersey Transit technically goes between New York and New Jersey, but like, we need an interstate train line that's not Amtrak. Like, how else would we get to Maryland other than flying? And Amtrak driving to Maryland these days?
We could walk.
We could walk. It would take many, many days.
Can you picture our Adam pilgrimage? And I hitchhiking down to Maryland?
Our pilgrimage down the New Jersey I'm Turnpike. Picturing,
you know, like when you picture a hitchhiker, at least when I do, it's like a stick with like a little like sack on the end.
Oh, yes. I know exactly what you're talking
like
about.
On your shoulder, and you're just like, hi-ho, hi-ho, walking
it's off
down.
To work we go.
Like, that's what
the
I'm
little
picturing.
Rascals.
Yeah.
So funny.
That would be you guys.
Adam with his Rolex and his stick.
No, I would not be hitchhiked. I would like literally be kidnapped. Like I would be trying to hitchhike and they'd be like, hey, actually, we're just gonna take you to the warehouse and you're done.
I mean, it's crazy how many people just disappeared in like the 70s because they were fully hitchhiking, just like,
and what, they just disappeared never to be seen again?
Yeah, because also this is like pre-DNA and like people just, there's just a bunch of people that just went missing.
I did not know about that.
Yeah, so moral of the story is,
I hitchhiked one time on Nantucket, but I feel like that's allowed there.
Yeah, that's like a consolidated
it's giving space. Small town, and also there's like security cameras everywhere now, so
I in mean, Nantucket?
It was probably not a good decision, but it's funny to look back on now because we were safe.
It's okay, you survived.
Yeah, that's, you can look back on it fondly now.
It was during COVID and there was no Ubers or anything, and we had nowhere else to turn, and these random men decided to offer to give us a ride.
Well, I'm glad that you survived to tell the tale.
You were like, yes, perfect.
Yeah. I was like, okay, thank you.
Do we want to do advice?
We have to. We've
time?
It's time.
We've bullied the people for weeks.
I've had this like advice segment folder on my desktop for a while now.
Okay, organized.
I've had it for a few weeks since we just keep forgetting to do the advice. Or we just get
no. So remember, we kept having the real life advice. Gay one and gay two.
Oh wait, whatever happened with that? With your gay one, gay two.
Gay one and gay two. This is actually so funny, but information came out last week that gay two told the guy that they both mutually went on a date with. They were like, oh, I heard you went on a date with our mutual friend, like gay one. And I was like, they are stirring it up. I was like, why did you say that? But he told gay one, so it was like, whatever, like nobody cared. They both thought it was funny that they both got friend zoned. So that's okay. Like that's the gist of the story, is they were both like, clearly something is wrong with this man.
They were like, at least it wasn't just me.
Yeah, because also gay one and gay two are gems. Like, this guy clearly had something wrong with him if he was not interested in gay one or gay two. Like, they're both perfect boys. So, I'm confused. We're certainly all confused.
We're all confused.
We're flabbergasted.
Okay, this is a good question here. Hey, squad. Love the pod and your advice. So, here we go. Long story short, I've been living with a new roommate for about 5 months, and she's lovely. Before she moved in, I told her that my boyfriend would be here 3 to 4 days a week because he's in law school outside of the city, and we can only see each other on the weekends. She was totally fine with that and said her boyfriend would be living 15 minutes away from us, and she'd be there most of the time. Fast forward to today. They don't hang out at his place because he has 4 roommates, and the apartment smells of dead rats.
Ew.
That's so specific.
I know. While my boyfriend is here often, he's also helping around the apartment, taking out the trash, cleaning the bathroom, doing the dishes, etc. He's often in my room, quietly working and studying. My roommate's boyfriend takes up a lot of space. He'll lounge in our living room all day watching sports, will come into the apartment playing a football game on his phone loudly while I'm trying to watch a movie, and he's here now in the mornings taking up the bathroom before we all need to leave for work. He works in finance and comes over to our place well past 9 or 10 at night and is quite loud. For context, I go to bed at 10 because I wake up around 5. My roommate is an absolute sweetheart, and I want to approach this delicately. I recognize that my boyfriend is here a lot too, but I think he makes up for it, and I was transparent about it from the start. Any and all advice would be appreciated.
God, that sounds awful.
Yeah, but I'd be frustrated as hell too if that was like my roommate's significant other.
Just
like
making himself at home.
Stampeding around the apartment.
Some people just don't have like social cues, which is crazy.
They don't have common decency.
It's like the loud game on his phone for me. Like, I don't know why, but that just like really annoyed the shit out of me.
It would really annoy me if I came home after a long work day and just wanted to sit on my couch and watch a TV show and my roommate's boyfriend was laying sprawled out on the couch watching his show. Same. Like, it's his TV.
Or like, I feel like when you walk in, the boyfriend has to be like, oh, hey, like, do you like want the TV or do you want to watch anything?
Not your house.
Yeah, it's like at least like offer or be respectful of the other person's space. Jeez.
Yeah. Or like, oh, do you want to watch something else? And then you could have a conversation about it.
I think the fact that your roommate is a sweetheart that you mentioned, and it seems like you guys have a good relationship, seems like something that, you know, you could very delicately bring up and just say like, hey, love your boyfriend, but these are some things that I feel like are kind of bothering me about how he, you know, walks around the apartment.
I feel like it would need to be like a okay, girly, we're such cute girls. Our, you know, boys are a mess. Am I right? Like, my boyfriend, your boyfriend. Like, I think, you know, we have to take this house back into our hands and, like, have some ground rules for the boys. Because, like, I think you need to make it, like, a us against them thing. Like, yeah. Unfortunately, you kind of do. Because otherwise, she's going to feel very singled out, you know?
True.
Like, that's just my thought.
It depends on the relationship you have with them. That's definitely better advice than mine.
Like, well, no, I like where you're going with it. I just feel like you need to be, like... Like, we're in this together. Like,
so then she doesn't feel understanding how close the roommates are.
Yeah. Like, if you're besties with her, I would just, like, be direct.
It doesn't sound like they're best friends.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. It sounds like this was, like, a necessity thing. Cause she would say, yeah. My friend, she's like, I've been living with a new roommate. Like, I feel like they are not, like, besties.
Okay. Yeah. So I like your advice. Just be like, hey, do you think we can tell the boys, like, you know?
Yeah. Or, like, you could just be like, I have this, like, I don't know, what does she do for work? Oh, she wakes up at 5 a.m. Just be like, I've been under, like, a lot of stress with work recently, or, like, something, something, something. Do you think we could, like, get the boys in check? Like, I feel like you have to, like, honestly throw your boyfriend into it, too. Even if he's an angel, sounds like it. And maybe, like, you make, like, a chores chart. Like, is a chores chart silly? Do you guys have chores charts with your roommates? Like,
no.
I just do all the chores. Because I'm the gay of the house.
You're the house elf.
I'm literally the house elf.
You're Dobby the house elf.
I'm not even kidding. I do every chore. Like, I fold their laundry.
Why
sometimes
do you do that?
Because I like things in a very specific way, and I feel like because they're straight boys, like, they could just deal with dishes being in the sink for a couple days.
I guess, yeah. I mean, honestly, I do most of the stuff around here too.
Or they can just deal with their laundry sitting in the washer dryer.
What about the trash? Do you take the trash out?
Yes,
they will help with the trash.
Colby, like, I know you do.
Yeah, I do take the trash out normally, but the boys will help with the
trash.
That's
the one thing. That's where I stand my ground. I'm like, Jack, you will take the trash out.
And, yeah. Like, if the boys see me unloading the dishwasher, like, they'll come over immediately and try to help me unload the dishwasher.
Okay, so they get nice.
It. They get it. The one thing, though, like, I will say this kind of, like, feeds into this scenario is one of my roommates has a girlfriend, and both of them do the same thing. And we all share a bathroom. Like, the three of us share the one bathroom, and then our other roommate has his own bathroom. But so me, my friend, and his girlfriend share the same bathroom. And every time I go into the damn bathroom.
Can I guess?
Yeah, guess.
Both the girl and the boy do the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, I need to guess.
I don't
do
think
they
guess
not?
It.
Do they get the toothpaste all over the sink? Oh, no, there's a lot of water on the sink or
yes,
something.
You got it. Did I already talk about
I
this?
I think one? You actually did talk about I was going to guess that they didn't, like, splash water on the sink after they brush their teeth, because that drives me nuts.
Oh, my God. When there's, like,
no,
globs
but my,
of toothpaste.
My sister does that yeah. at home, and it drives me insane.
So they just leave a lot of water on the... Like, can you describe it a bit more?
Guys, it looks like Niagara Falls hit my bathroom every time they leave it. I'm not even kidding. And the way they both angle... The shower head is, like, towards the outside of the shower. So if you turn the shower, like, let's say I, like, turn the shower on and I'm, like, waiting for it to get hot or something like that. I look back and there's water all over the floor because they had turned the shower head to face, like, towards the outside of the shower.
Why'd they do that?
I think it's because, like, both of them are similar height and, like, shorter than me. So maybe they just kind of, like, adjust it to, like,
they can get it.
Maybe. I honestly
the only time
no
that
idea.
I've ever adjusted a shower head was if I was trying to take a body shower.
Yep.
And
same.
I didn't want it.
My hair to get
like,
wet
to get near my face. Yeah.
Anyways, the way that I brought it up is I was like, yo, I was like, Alex, you leave Niagara Falls all over the damn bathroom all the time. So I scream, but
yeah. You're also like friends. I feel like, and Alex would like feel so bad. I feel like knowing him, he'd probably be like, oh my God.
I know, and then he stops for like a couple days, and then all of a sudden it's Niagara Falls again. And I'm like, I just gotta take my wins where I can.
I feel like this girl can, like you said, work is always a great excuse for anything, and you can just blame it on work. She'll never know,
yeah,
if you're lying or not, because it's not like your coworkers. And you can just be like, do you think that you guys can hang out in your room instead of in the living room, because it's hard for me to sleep or focus on work, and I've been having to work late.
Yeah, like, what's the worst she's gonna say?
Yeah.
No, I completely agree. No, I think, like, to Adam's point that you made, like, top of the advice, like, sit her down and chat with her, but, like,
and
do it in a delicate way.
Also, it might be one of those things that she will be like, yeah, I've noticed that too, after you bring it up, but she maybe just doesn't think that it bothers you.
I think the main gist of the story is... Nobody will know that you're unhappy about something unless you say it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but
some people just don't have the social
cues. Even though, like, they totally, he should have the social cues. Like, that those sound like weird things. Like, barging into the blue room, like, football game on full blast on his phone, like, sprawling out on the couch. It's like, that's just, like, social cues. But clearly, if he's not doing it himself, you got to tell him it bothers you or the girlfriend.
Oh, God. Roommate dynamics. It is, like, tough, especially when significant others are involved, non-rent paying individuals.
I mean, did you have similar scenarios with, like, when you would go over with Jack and he was living with his brother?
Well, like, no. Well, because I was the one coming over. I guess I don't know. I'd have to ask him, like, how it was.
Yeah, like, I wonder if, like, Jack's brother was ever like, Katie keeps doing this.
Yeah, like, but I'm a perfect angel, so I don't know what I would have done. All I know is I did this random, but I just thought of it. Jack told me, like, we've been going grocery shopping a lot, obviously, because we're doing a lot of cooking. He told me him and his brother never went grocery shopping. I was like, oh, like, what grocery store did you guys go to? Or, like, some, I don't know what, how it came up. And he's like, Katie, like, before I met you, I did not grocery shop.
Jack and I literally, I mean, Jack's old apartment, we live in front of a Whole Foods.
Boys are crazy.
I mean, honestly, like, I don't know why I'm saying anything. Like, I do the same thing. Like, I never cook.
But you could if you had to.
Yeah,
you make your,
I think.
You make your, like, you make things.
Sometimes.
Your cottage cheese creations. What happened with that? You're on,
like,
hiatus?
The effort that goes into cooking, I just, like, can't deal with. Like, when I go home tonight, for example, like, I went to Whole Foods yesterday. I bought these egg white wraps and some chicken sausages. And so I'm going to put the chicken sausages in the air fryer, and then I'm going to put them in the egg wrap, and then I'm going to eat them, and that's going to be my dinner.
That is cooking.
And maybe a protein shake.
That is cooking. That's
my
more.
My stomach just crawled so loud. Not because that sounded
Colby
appetizing,
was
though.
Was really tempted by my dinner. Yeah.
That is, I consider that cooking. I'm talking about, like, not Uber Eats every meal. Every meal.
I will say my roommates do Uber Eats every meal.
Is that?
I hate Uber Eats, and that is a very polarizing opinion. I understand, but I do not think that the majority of food tastes good as takeout, so I would rather just cook.
Don't you have your preferred places that you order takeout from?
Yeah, but I order takeout, like, once every other month.
I feel like whenever I order takeout with you, though, we're ordering takeout from places that we like to eat out. Like, we'll order, like, 12 shares takeout, for example, which, like, it doesn't hold up as well, I feel like.
No.
And so then we're disappointed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
12 shares? Yeah. Salads don't really keep well.
Like, I think Westville travels well, and the reason that it does is because if you're getting chicken on a salad, they put it in a separate container, and it's very much DIY when it arrives. Right. That is designed to be eaten as takeout. Food that is meant to be eaten as takeout travels well. Like Chipotle, fine. But if I'm ordering a pasta dish, I'm always disappointed. Recently, like last year, I got Shake Shack because I was craving it so bad. And it was cold and gross by the time it arrived.
Mm.
Anytime that I get like food like that, I never even want to eat it when it shows up. And the only food that without fail I think is good is like Thai or Chinese food.
Chinese food's always so freaking fire. I've been limiting myself to only ordering like takeout delivery things when I'm either hungover, which like accurate, usually like a bagel or something. Or it's like a Chinese night or something like that. And I'm like, also I've been cooking a lot. So I feel like this just, you know, whenever I'm just like literally cannot and I don't have any leftovers, leftover. Anyway, I just thought that was crazy that I'm like, you didn't go to the grocery store. But anyway, no, I've just been, it was an eye-opening experience. But yeah, roommates, you're always going to have, you're always going to have something to nitpick, something that's just like, because, you know, it's not a carbon copy of yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like. But you'll get through this.
I seriously wouldn't live without a roommate, though. Like, I'm so terrified of not living or not having a roommate. So,
same.
Scared. Well, I think that's all we got time for, girls.
It truly is.
It's been fun.
It truly is.
Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
Let us know what happens with your roommate.
Yeah, keep us posted.
We love the advice updates.
I love that she called a squad.
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 Hi.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12.
K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.